Yo, partnership alert, partnership alert, partnership alert. Living Corporate has a partnership with LinkedIn Learning, an American massive open online course provider that provides video courses taught by industry experts across a wide array of subjects. Now, the partnership is because Living Corporate has courses on LinkedIn Learning focused on diversity, equity, inclusion for leaders, career professionals, and anyone really looking to upskill themselves and be better allies. So make sure you check out our courses on LinkedIn Learning by clicking the link in the show notes. And let's just say you don't want to do that. When you go to LinkedIn Learning on LinkedIn, search Living Corporate. We'll be right there. All right. Peace.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's discuss a couple of signs that you're selling yourself short in your career. Have you ever told yourself that you don't want to come off as arrogant, cocky, or overconfident? If so, you might be selling yourself short. Sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it, and other times you might do it because you think it's what you're supposed to do. Either way, each time you sell yourself short, you hold up your career progress. So let's talk about a few signs that you're selling yourself short in your career. First, you don't see anything remarkable about your experience while others find your career interesting. Often, when our experience is diverse or different, we tend to think it's inferior. We start assuming that all the other job candidates are a better fit. Then we begin to lowball ourselves when applying for jobs because we think they'll be easier to get, even though we know we're qualified and ready to go to the next level. Or, even worse, we begin to convince ourselves that we should stay at a job that makes us unhappy, thinking that we can't do any better than what we've got. Next, you begin to overthink and assume the worst outcomes. Many of us have a fear of rejection and humiliation. These fears can lead to you not sharing ideas in meetings because you're afraid you might suggest something stupid or waste people's time. It can also lead to you simply going with the flow and never advocating for yourself and your needs because you want to ensure everyone else around you is comfortable. Another telltale sign is if you try to avoid talking about yourself, your qualifications, and your accomplishments, or you deflect when someone gives you a compliment or praise. If you spend most of your conversations trying to only talk about the other person or downplaying what you've done, then you begin to believe your skills, abilities, and accomplishments aren't worth mentioning or celebrating. The last sign I will mention is that you don't negotiate salary offers because you're just grateful to receive the opportunity. If you've ever just taken a lowball offer because you're just thankful to get your foot in the door, you may not think you're worth more than what they offered. If you've experienced any of these, then you may be selling yourself short in your career. I suggest you speak with a career coach or maybe even a therapist to work through some of these things. Many people believe that being humble and confident can't exist in the same plane when they absolutely can. This tip was brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.